Borough staff proposed the draft balanced budget with general fund spending at more than $9.5 million, an increase of just over 1% from the current year. The borough manager calls this spending plan a placeholder that he expects to have to revise once state funding to the municipality is certain. Finance Director Jody Tao voiced some concern that spending is increasing and one of the general fund's main revenue sources is nearing its limit.
Well, it's a concern just because we're so unsure about the state's budget. We're worried about our flexibility. We've had to use more property tax to balance this budget. Mm-hmm. And so that, you know, we have a cap of 10 mils. And so we're almost to that cap. So we're going to have to figure out some other ways to balance this budget. You know, usually we use property tax as, you know, the final number to balance. And we won't be able to do that soon.
By charter, the borough can only charge up to 10 mils of property tax, not counting tax for voter-approved projects. 10 mils is the tax rate of $10 on every $1,000 of assessed value for land and buildings. The proposed budget would increase the property tax rate by 0.4 mils. The Assembly sets that rate each spring. The property tax rate could also be raised further for Service Area 1 if the state stops debt reimbursement for school projects as proposed by the governor. That money each year is over $469,000. The borough still has around $3.5 million in school project debt outstanding, including interest. Tao explained that Petersburg is in a relatively good place with debt compared to other municipalities.
I point that out, too. There's a lot of communities that have just issued bonds, you know, that have 20 years left that I have no idea what they're going to do in their communities. So it doesn't seem like we're that lucky, but we are kind of lucky that the end is in sight.
The first of three bond issues for the swimming pool will be paid off in 2021. Other local bond debt will be retired within the next decade. Another big question mark is whether the state will eliminate or reduce payment for raw fish tax revenue to the municipality. That move could force spending cuts in the general fund and would impact Harbor Department reserves for projects. The borough expects costs for health insurance to increase around 14% for the upcoming year and is also budgeting for 1% salary increases for employees. Those were agreed to in labor negotiations. In addition, department heads who are not represented by unions will also see those wage increases. The budget flat funds the school district at $1.8 million. It would cut grants to community service organizations, KFSK, Mountain View Food Service, the Claussen Museum, and the Chamber of Commerce by 10%. To help balance the budget, the borough has removed money for unforeseen expenses. Mayor Mark Jensen highlighted that spending might have to be added back in.
So we don't have any contingency money. And normally we budget $80,000.
Yes.
So, and we generally use half. So
yes.
We can be looking for a $40,000 supplemental if things continue historically.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'd have to come back to the Assembly and ask permission and hope that we, you know, our general
fund. That could be another $40,000 added to the budget.
By personnel, the largest departments for the borough are in assisted living with the equivalent of nearly 17 full-time jobs, while the police and jail have a combined 14 positions. Overall, the budget as drafted includes funding for the equivalents of just under 90 jobs, although a number of those are not currently filled. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci wanted to make spending cuts.
I mean, that's what I want to do. I want to reduce the budget.
Come up with a proposal, I guess.
Well, you know, I've talked about privatizing parts of public works, you know, privatizing part of the sanitation department. I mean, how do we get ideas into the budget to reduce the budget? I mean, I'm all for, I don't want a balanced budget. I want a reduced budget. That's what I want personally.
Assembly members can propose changes to any spending at any time during the Assembly's three readings of the budget ordinance. Cuts or additions need approval of a majority of the Assembly or four votes. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht said staff would look into privatization if the Assembly voted that way.
And again, it's not apples to apples, but we used to use an outside contractor to pick up recycling. And it was a lot more than paying our own people to do it. My guess is snow removal would be pretty similar. Don't know that. I mean, clearly if four members of the Assembly say, hey, go get proposals to do our snow routes, then that's what we're going to do.
Giesbrecht explained that the driving force behind spending in the borough was mainly personnel costs.
Again, I mean, I'm not saying that that's not an idea worth looking into, but it's going to come down to people, and it's also going to come down to services. What is the community going to accept? You know, I suggested, you know, 8 hours from the library schedule and 8 hours from Parks and Rec, and this room was full. And that's, I mean, what do we, ladies, what do we say that was going to save us? 30,000, I think, total?
Some other assembly members did not sound ready to make big spending cuts yet. Here's Jay Stanton Gregor and Bob Lynn.
It's too much a moving target, in my humble opinion, from Governor Dunleavy. At this point, we're trying to do our best, and doing so with creating efficiencies or minor reductions in some areas resonates much better with me as opposed to really starting hacking and cutting until, you know, if we need to.
I'm not in for great big cuts. I'd like to maintain the school funding that the way we have it here. I think it's necessary. I think the school is in for some cuts. I just don't see any way around that, watching the politics at the state level. That said, I'm also want to be very cautious. I would not be willing to fill any positions at this time until we see how things occur at the state level.
However, Mucci signaled a desire to fill vacant positions, that police sergeant's job, as well as the emergency medical services coordinator in the fire department, even if that meant cutting elsewhere.
The police department and EMS, they're very important to the community. I don't think it makes any difference at all what the governor says to us. I mean, if there's cuts to the school, then we'll sort that out and we'll pay for that. But, I mean, I don't think it's up to the state government to tell us locally what's important.
The budget has limited spending for capital projects, mainly for water, sewer, and electrical infrastructure. The first reading of an ordinance on the budget is May 6th, and the budget proposal can be found on the borough's website. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.